Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Tuesday, everyone. Week 20 of our work from home experiment. I guess it's not even an experiment anymore. It's just happening. We're going to do the celebrity trash now. And it's going to be heavily Big Brother based. I'm sorry for the people who, look, you could just watch the show with us. I mean, that would be, what else are you doing? You know?
Right. No fun. Doubt. TV wise, there's not a lot.
Right. It's fun. Three fresh new episodes a week. I mean, fresh, maybe that's not the word, but you know, three new episodes a week. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Soap and Water. Look into it, you dirty girl. God, Nicole, jeez, I don't know what you're, boy, that's weird.
That is weird.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, are you talking, is she talking to you or are you
I
talking
so.
To her?
I mean, don't know. Boy, I guess I need to wash my hands more, Nikki.
There's actually a really nice soap here in the bathroom. It's like a minty scent and I really like it because my hands always smell refreshed.
Yeah. The smell of soap is important, like it turns out. Back in the old days.
They must have changed soaps because the garbage that we were using before was truly garbage. Like, yeah. Well, I could spit on my hands and they'd be cleaner.
Well, there's like a bunch of soaps in like the girls' bathroom. I don't know what it's like in the men's.
Yeah, we have a little bit more. There's some lotions in there.
What?
Yeah.
You have lotion?
Well, people bring it in. I mean, there's not that many people using that bathroom, I'm sure.
No, but we
get a fresh bowl when you go in there.
Since a lot of people are washing their hands, we have ran out of soap from like the dispenser.
Yes, sure.
All the soap, there's like a bunch of soap bottles on the counter now.
Oh,
and you
like
the minty one. Why don't you steal it? Take it home.
You know, well, that's smart. You like bring from home. Good job.
Steal it, take it home.
Yeah.
I feel like somebody else would miss it too. Like maybe KCBS, it would have down for it.
Maybe, right. when we first moved to the new building and Live 105 was underneath us, now Alt 105, I would always go downstairs and use that bathroom because they always had like tampons and like it just all out there. Just the girls would just, you know, keep it all. There was all kinds of, you know, up in ours, it was just the hand dispenser soap that was coming. I don't know, the cleaning crew fills. Yeah. But I knew if I went downstairs, I could get some nice hand moisturizer. I could get a tampon if I needed one. You know, in the old days. I don't know if that's still the case, Nicole, or if you want to go down to the second floor, but if you ever need anything, they always have supplies.
There's like a little jar stuffed with tampons.
Tampoons?
Tampoons.
Oh, wow. Tampoons. Oh, right, tampoons. Sorry.
The tampoons.
Wow. Do they have a jar? Now it's just free there, sitting on the
countertop? Yeah, people would put their supplies out there, right.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
Sure. Yeah, it's nice.
Girls' bathrooms rock.
They do, and they don't smell anything like boys' bathrooms, which is really strange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our stanking was always kind of wet on the floor. I don't know.
You guys
always formed.
It was sometimes that, you know, you'd be leaving the ladies' room as someone was leaving the men's room, and the doors would both be open, and I swear to God, there was waft. I was that smells terrible in there.
Not that I want to keep the bathroom conversation going, but I am convinced that some dudes must wear like their underwear so tight that when they actually tried out number one, there's some squashed urethra there that is making the spray go everywhere. I just can't figure out
it's a random
how
spray
else of, possible you could miss a giant
much.
Bowl.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or maybe they're just chatting with other people, like,
first,
you know, hosing off the room. Because
I want to believe they're better than that. But you could, I mean, these are people we work with. They're clearly at the we're in Market Four. They're at the height of their particular chosen field.
All grown-ups too, which
they
is
know how
important.
To number one. But
you would think
that is a you are right though. There, it's a regular thing in that Batman's bathroom, all over the floor near the urinal. Like they just either miss or don't try at all.
Yeah, I get to walk and pee. Hurrah! Anyway, ladies' rooms, nice. Men's rooms, not nice. That's summed all up. All right, Big Brother, let's talk about this because there's a couple things that are happening that are of concern, of note. We were supposed to get the cast interviews. We do not have a set cast list yet, Vin. There's plenty of rumors, and it turns out some of those people, not on the list. And there are various theories as to why. So CBS was set to have the live interviews, the cast interviews, on the live feeds, because those apparently are already up and running. Like whenever there's anything Big Brother based, if you're a subscriber at All Access, you get to watch the live feeds. So they were supposed to happen tomorrow. And everyone, you know, people at CBS were tweeting about it. This is happening. Make sure you're tuned into the live feeds, blah, blah, blah. Now it says coming soon. So it turns out they're not happening tomorrow. And a few people have been like going back and deleting their hype texts. So they're basically saying, there's one theory that says it was too soon for them to do these because these people have just gotten to LA, those of them who are coming in from elsewhere, and they're in quarantine. So it's too soon for these. It's because they're doing COVID testing now.
Okay.
However, there's a I don't even know what to call this, a conspiracy theory. There's a few people who apparently before the season's lineup was set were already on Big Brother sites talking game. And
you mean players,
not players.
Viewers. We're talking about the possible contestants talking game?
Yes.
All right.
So I'll kind of start at the beginning here. It starts with the girl who won season 18, Nicole. So she used to be in love with Corey.
That's the blonde.
But then she wound up marrying Victor.
Okay.
So she's married to Victor. Like they're together.
But it's weird.
It is weird because she was dating Corey and then she unfollowed him on social media. The next thing you know, she's engaged to and then marries this Victor
dude.
It
is
from
weird.
The same season.
Right.
So Sunday night, there was a huge blow up about what she may or may not have done on CBS's behalf to root out people who were pre-playing the game. So there are people who are saying that she is the reason that Dan Giesling, who is a pretty famous winner, and Derek, the cop, are not going to be on this season. Because according to this conspiracy theory, Nicole was she spied for CBS on fan sites and on places, wherever people are gathering to talk about this thing. Apparently Dan and Derek were talking gameplay. Here's what we could do. Here's what that kind of thing. And she snitched. And when those guys were kicked off, she took one of their spots. So she did this in order to get herself on the show. Because apparently back in June, she was pretty bummed because she found out from a couple of her other friends on there that, oh yeah, we're on, we're doing it. Are you doing it? And she's all, no, I haven't been asked to do it. So it seems a little, I don't know. I mean, I just don't know what to believe about this. It doesn't look good for her. And but Derek confirmed he wasn't happy with Nicole. Derek is a past winner and he was a very good player. He's a cop in real life. In fact, if you look at his name, you click his name, he's like does investigations and, you know, he's got all this other stuff going on. However, later he said, I'm not going to do it because my daughter doesn't want me to do it. My kid wants me to not go away for the whole summer and into the fall. So he said
that's
he's
a weird way to. That's weird.
So basically he said he's mad at Nicole, but it has nothing to do with why he's not on Big Brother All-Stars. Swaggy C, who you might remember from a few seasons back. Mm-hmm. He tweeted, Derek had told him in a conversation a month prior that his daughter didn't want him to go. So is Derek mad at something at Nicole because of something related to Big Brother or something else? However, they're also saying the fact that Derek was having conversations with Swaggy C and others is, I guess they've got a non-disclosure. Like, you know, the cast list is supposed to be a secret and probably even from each other so that they can't pregame and come up with all, you know, they've got to go cold into the house. And we found this out on Survivor this past season. They were talking about how there's a Survivor community, people who no one understands it, like the people who've actually played Survivor, and that they had all these off the show relationships with various other people. Some people had none, and some people were totally connected to tons
of old
players.
Well, there was a group of people that had done a show. I can't remember if it was a card game, a poker game.
Yeah.
And they were lumped together as the people who were on this show together and considered to be a group that needed to be got. That needed to be got.
Yeah.
Like that's, they were picked off because they were the team poker or whatever. This is a trip. So what do you think? What is your opinion? Now you've given us all the facts of it, or the
ruminations.
The rumors that are out there. What do you think?
I don't know. And
you don't know?
No. I mean, I can't possibly know for sure. But is it beyond Nicole to be spying and reporting back because she wants a spot? No. I mean, anybody, if you wanted to be on the show.
Hey, guys.
Yes.
So Big Brother, Nicole, Danielle from Big Brother was texting in, and she said she has a lot of tea to spill if you want. So I just spoke to her briefly on the phone. Nicole, do you want to give her a call? Her number's on the text line right there.
All right.
So let's give her
the phone. Let's get the tea from Danielle.
So the rumor is
that Danielle is actually doing the season.
All right.
Or that's the rumor that you started on the show this morning anyway. So it'll be interesting to talk to her. So also, Paul, who we thought was a shoe-in for this season.
The bearded dude.
He's apparently not doing it. But they're saying Paul didn't mention her as Nicole as a factor in him sitting out.
I'll tell you what I think is, first of all, Derek's really good and has also done the show as an announcer or a
consultant.
Yeah, someone who they bring in to talk about the show. I actually think I've seen enough of him, and he's also probably too good, and I'm fine with him not being on the show. I'm also fine with Paul, who is he's already been on it a couple times in recent.
I've had enough of that recent, guy.
Yeah, I could absolutely do without
Friendship.
Him being on the show again too. So
I could do without Nicole being on the show again too.
I agree. And you know, Nicole, look, as far as I'm concerned, if she went and did that, she's got to live with that.
Yep.
I would not be willing to do that. So that's something that, you know, we all have to sleep at night. And if it doesn't bother her to be a rat, then let her go be a rat.
Right.
And if it gets her on the show, look, what did we see Tyson said on Survivor this week or last season? Sorry, I don't know what I'm talking about. He said something like, this is dad's work uniform. This is dad's job.
This is what dad does.
You know what? It's enough of them. Like, it's time to move on to people who haven't done a show so many times that they actually identify it as their career.
Their sole source of income.
Right.
I was on Survivor 5 times and I'm famous for that. And that's how I make my money.
That suddenly has become less than a game show and is something else now. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yes.
I have Danielle on the phone.
Oh,
great.
Danielle. Danielle, it has been so long.
It's been forever.
Hi.
So.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
Hello. I'm good. Thank you.
So rumor has it, or maybe you told us this via text or something, you're not doing the show because you're a grown up and you've got a job that's important. Is that in fact
Please
the case?
Say
that
you're
is
lying.
Correct.
Please say it's so, a cover and that you're lying. Already so you're calling us from quarantine. Tell me that, please.
No, that's what all the fans think, and I've been trying to tell them that I'm not on the show, and I tried to gently let people know. I'm 2 years shy from being half a century old, and I don't know about you guys, but when you're taken away from your job for 3 months in a pandemic where the economy is unstable, not a good choice. So
it's very grown up of you.
Yeah. I told him, I said, I would love to do it, but I can't know. I don't know what's going to happen. Look what happened to our nation in 3 months.
No doubt. Oh, so, and you wouldn't know. You'd be in there and you'd come back out and it'd be like a hellscape. You'd be like, oh, I'm going to go back in. I can't.
Right, right. And I'm in property management. So my job goes hand in hand where I live as well. So it was not an easy decision, but it was the right decision to do, trust.
Right.
So the amount of money they were throwing around, I was like, no, I'm sorry. I'm not 20-something years old where I can come out and do an odd job here and there. I like 401k. I like benefits.
Yeah, right, yep.
Right.
You know, as you approach a half a century and you're looking toward the second half, you know, a little financial stability goes a long way.
Okay, right, everyone. Right. So Danielle is not calling us from quarantine. Wink. Right?
Yeah.
But go ahead. So wink. Tell us what you know about the upcoming season, though. It sounds like you've got, I think the term was tea to spill. Well, mm-hmm. I don't know
tea
what that means.
So here's the thing. Yeah. Everyone talks. You know, all these players that signed NDA, they did it on the first All-Stars. I got in trouble from my peers because I kept lying, saying I wasn't on the show, and they got mad because I lied. I'm like, hey, you buffoon signed an NDA. You're not even supposed to be talking.
Right.
So with the Derek situation, Derek, when he first played, remember his child was very young.
Yeah.
And so he left. So it was important to him. He said he has nothing to prove to go in. And he has such a big career in Discovery TV investigative reporting mm-hmm. that he said he has no reason to go in. And to say that, you know, other players have not talked, they have. The word on the street is Derek did not want to go. He did not want to play, and there was no reason for him to play. That was his thought process.
All right, so
he sold his daughter out as the excuse. Got it.
That's what he told, and that was the discussion, was I don't want to go. I want to leave my family. I mean, right. That's what people do now. 3 months, guys, 3 months of your life.
Yeah, it's one thing when you're 22 years old. It's another thing, you know, as you're right. established
and,
as a human.
Or if you're making life-changing wealth, which isn't guaranteed right. through that game, right?
Right, and I think they prolonged the announcement because someone probably tested positive.
Oh,
so
damn.
That's a big thing. You know, word on the street was Josh and Casey were sequestered together, but they were in Miami, but they kept seeing them out and about partying. Oh. And next thing you know, no Josh and Casey. So someone could be testing positive, and they have to have a backup plan. So I think the producers, the smart thing to do is wait until the actual move-in day, do the test that day, and like, okay, now you guys go in, because right now the uncertainty of because you know they got backup players, they got poor people in sequestered now thinking I have a chance to go in, and it's all contingent if someone pass or not pass.
Right. So you know, but I'm actually surprised that Casey and Josh were allowed to sequester outside of the production facility. I mean, I guess I just assumed they moved them all into a locked floor of a hotel and left them there.
The word on the street is not a hotel, not the production, but you know, you got other like Airbnbs that they can, you get your own room or something like that. There's plenty of things they can do to put people in sequester.
Well, also, if you want to play, you should be careful.
Yeah.
So it would, you know, maybe the CBS is like, yeah, you have a chance to play, but you have to test negative. That's on you to stay out of clubs.
Right.
Stay out of, exactly.
You know, stay off the beach. Duh.
That's it.
Yeah, it's a huge duh. I mean, really, do you want to play or not, basically? So, all right. Well, listen, we're out of time, but, you know, Nikki, keep Danielle's number. Are you free in the morning?
Call me anytime.
You know,
call me anytime.
Okay, great.
Anytime.
Perfect. Well, it's awesome. It's awesome to talk to you. I mean, it's really been too long. So
it would be way more awesome to also get her as one of the squares on our screen here next time we talk
to her. Yeah, let's Zoom with you next time.
This is just so last minute.
Sounds like a plan. Spontaneously. Thank you, guys. You guys have a blessed day.
Awesome. Oh, thank you. Well, blessed day. You too.
Thanks.
It's marvelous. Thank you, Danielle. All right, Danielle from Big Brother. Hopefully we'll check in with her throughout the season.
Yeah, next time we will get her on a square, we could throw this up on Instagram.
Yeah, put it on Instagram. Yeah. That'll be good. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
I got a bunch of stuff to get to, including I'll do some fast facts, weird city names, and more after these.
and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.